Darian. You're awake. Stay calm, but you're okay. I thought I had lost you, but you've stayed strong. You've done so well. Oh, don't strain yourself. You're safe. We're on my ship. Yes, you've been drifting for quite a few cycles, but it looks like we're through the worst of it. I was wrong. You're going to be okay. You certainly had me worried, little one. Especially when that single heart of yours tried to give out. Thump, 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 thump. Concerning that you only have one. But you're awake. That is good. We've got you stable and fed. I've got rid of all that terrible cream. Has anything hurt? Can you remember everything all right? Mm-hmm. Very good. You've been very brave for me, pet. I'm so glad that you didn't. That I didn't. I'm very glad you're alive. Here, lay still for a moment. This bracelet will make you feel lighter. Hopefully enough that you'll be able to move freely. Can you attempt to sit up for me, little Darian? Oh, you're being a very good pet. I find I want to reward you for putting up with all of this with me. Yes, for putting up with me. I've set something up for you. If you think you're well enough to stand, no rush. Well, thank you, Tarion. I hope this will help fix everything. No rush. Follow me. The doors open automatically. Keep coming. Ta-da! That is something you say on Earth, right? Ah, yes, as you see, I have tried my best to recreate a Tarion meal. Right down to this incredibly small table. I thought that you may enjoy some comfort food after your, let's call it your minor run-in with permanent consciousness loss. Darian, you aren't moving. Is something wrong with the room? Did I do it wrong? Are you in pain? Oh, well then, I'm glad to be of service. I feel like I should tell you that there is a camera in this room. I can't afford to leave you completely unattended when you're like this, when you're so fragile. But I am more than ready to be as non-intrusive as I can be. If everything is programmed correctly, it should be near impossible for you to recognize that you aren't in a real Darian dwelling. And I am perfectly willing to leave you alone for as long as you need to feel well, and longer. Of course, Darian. If I were in your position, I'd likely want company as well. I'm simply sorry that I won't be as good a friend as you deserve. No! For as long as you need, you don't have to think about our unique situation, relationship thing. No. I'll try my best not to bring it up. Now, please, let me help you in any way I can. Sit. So tell me, is this what Earth food really looks like? It's quite a bit duller than what I'm used to, but if it pleases you, it's worth trying, I suppose. And this is nice. Simple, but elegant. What do you Tarians call it? Such odd names. Although I suppose it is apt, considering this meal's contents. A very unoriginal. Is the table too small? I'm nearly confident I took the measurements correctly, but sitting here, I'm not quite so sure. A little too low? Glad to know it wasn't entirely my imagination, but I do apologize for any breaks in immersion it causes. Yes, I do suppose that I am not exactly the most normal addition to the scene. I would have tried to get some sort of disguise, but I hadn't expected you to want me to stay. Darian, how much do you miss Earth? I'm sorry if that brings up more sadness. I simply... Never mind. Well, it would break quite a few intergalactic laws. And you could never tell anyone where you'd been. And finding a surgeon willing to replace your spine wouldn't be exactly easy. But if you were set on it, it wouldn't be impossible to get you home. It's silly talk, mostly. It takes cycles of planning to even begin to have a chance at getting you back to Earth, and more than likely not, we'd be caught, and you'd be disposed of, but I feel like I owe you for the cream incident and for keeping you on that little planetoid. I thought I was being logical, and I did my research, but... Oh, I don't know what's come over me, but I feel guilty for doing all of that to you. There I go, ruining your nice little meal. I just can't get it right. I'm so sorry, Tarian. I'll go. If the silence is too much, then I'll find an AI or some Earth music or something. I hope you enjoy the rest of your meal. Tarian, grabbing me doesn't matter much when I'm twice your size. Please, I think you deserve a moment of peace. Yes, without me. Just let me go. Don't say that. You don't need to pretend anymore, Tarian. You don't have to like me. I won't make you anymore. Beginning to worry me. The cream isn't having some sort of residual effect, is it? Then let me go. Enjoy your meal and don't think about this little mess for a while. Listen, Darian, you deserve to be happy. Don't torture yourself in some attempt to placate me. Oh. Do you really mean that, little one? Oh. I can't believe it. Cycles of this borderline abuse, and now you go and say something like that. Then I've truly hurt you, Tarian. I'm unforgivably sorry. Sorry that I managed to trick you into feeling anything for me but the contempt I deserve. No, this isn't right, little one. In my ignorance, I have been cruel, condescending, and downright manipulative. I used you. The only reason you think you like me at all is because my method of torture was snuggles and head pats and scritches. I don't know why I couldn't see it before, but I see it so painfully clearly now. I don't deserve you. Don't say that. Because if you keep saying that and looking at me so sweetly, I may believe you And then where would we be? Back in the same pit you just crawled out of. I care for you, Tarion. More than I knew that I was capable of. I won't stand by and watch myself hurt you again and again. Let me go! Why are you stubborn like this, little one? Why don't you hate me? Yes, Tarion. I am hugging you. I have read about this love, and I believe I feel it too. Not simply because of pheromones. I want to take care of you. I want you to be happy. And when I saw you comatose, dehydrated and starved because I was too selfish to give you some space, I couldn't lose you, Tarion. But I can't keep you either. And I don't know what to do. But I'll do anything to keep you in my life, even just on the periphery. If you're serious, and if you'll have me. Really? You'd be willing to give me a chance? Thank you, Tarion. I promise we'll figure this out. You and I, together. No more researching in such flawed alien books on how to care for you. You can tell me yourself. Of course. You don't have to see that stupid dirtball ever again. You can stay on the ship and come with me when we land. You can explore the universe. And if I have my way, you'll never leave my side again. And the second you want some space, tell me. I am terrible at reading your cues. Whatever you want. However I can fix this, tell me. I want to desperately. Thank you so much, Tarion. You don't know how much this means to me. I love you too. Not as a pet, like I once thought. Or a perfume bottle to be used, but perhaps, maybe, as a partner, if I dare believe it. But I am ready to do anything I can to prove it, so tell me. What do you want to do first, Tarion?